All right, we've been doing an article from the Nefesh HaRav by Rav Herschel Schachter. And again, he wrote the Sefer, or he completed a year after the Rav's passing. So the Sefer was completed in Tavshin Nun Dalet. So he's describing Rav Soloveitchik, his different shitot, and he said how the Rav would look when he was learning a sugya to try to find the overarching principle and in his analysis. So he says that the Rav would say that up until the time of his grandfather, Chaim Soloveitchik, so he says, Yoredeya was just pots and pans. He says, and he, Reb Chaim, brought Yoredeya from the kitchen and turned to a sefer of Kalalim and Yisodot. In other words, he, like, to see the forest from the trees, like what the broad brush approaches everything. And the I'm not doing every line here, but he says the Rav would say, frequently say, my father taught me how to read between the lines. In other words, sometimes it means in everything his father taught him to read between the lines. So in the footnote he quotes at length, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but in the 1960s, you may recall, there was a like the Catholic Church with Vatican II, they changed the approach. They blamed, up until that time, there were different Catholics that blamed the Jews for the death of Otto Haish, and then with Vatican II, they said, the Jews are not responsible for it anymore, and they wanted to engage in theological discussions with the Jewish community. So the Rav had a famous article that he wrote in Tradition. And he said not to do it, but his feeling was that their ultimate goal is just that we should convert to their religion. That's what they're interested in. And up till now, they've been killing us and doing it this way, and now they want to do it the other way. That's, he said, his father taught him to read between the lines as to what was doing with it. Now, there's an interesting story. He says the Rav said that he heard when he was younger, I don't know exactly how old he was, he said he heard from the Dayan Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger that when Rav Elazar Moshe Halevi Horowitz was appointed Rav in the year Pinsk, in the city of Pinsk, so he saw how all the Sifrei Torah there were written through with Ksav Li'ari. I spoke about this a year ago. It's memorable because I remember this was the last shalashudas I was supposed to give before they closed up everything. So I prepared a shiur on the Tzadi Hafucha. In other words, the Tzadi, I don't know if people remember were there, but the Tzadi is like two yuds on top of the Tzadi. So the Ari flipped over one of the yuds. So it's like flipped over. It's called Tzadi Hafucha. So it doesn't quite follow normative halacha. Anyway, so Relazer Meir, or it depends, I guess, where you're coming from. If you're a chassid, then that's the way they would say. But it's not, clearly not the way the Beis Yosef says. That's the safest way to say it. So when this Rav Elazar Moshe Levi Horowitz was appointed the Rav in the city of Pinsk, he saw all the Sifrei Torah there were written with the Ksav Li'ari, including the Tzadi, and he wanted to, direct Sofrim to correct all the Sifrei Torah. He felt like that's, going to go down the tubes with this. You remember when I spoke about it, so I quoted from the Chazon Ish would go and check the mezuzahs, and if it was that way, he would change it, and things like that. Even if he was staying in a place, he would check the mezuzahs, and if it wasn't that way, he would change it because he didn't want to rely on it. Though Rav Schachter said that, I don't know, he may have been chozer later on. So when Rav Horowitz asked Rav Chaim what his opinion was, so Rav Chaim said he doesn't have to fix it. It's not ma'akev. He says at the end of the day, it's nikar heitev tzurat ha'ot, that the letter is still recognizable. He says that as long as the prat doesn't relate to be able to read it, it's okay. And this is a very tricky thing. So we, the Talmidim, Rav Shasta says, we understood that it wasn't just to teach on that, that one situation, but to give us a general klal, that from the approach of Reb Chaim, the Hadgash was always on the klal. Now, he says in the footnotes that the Rav, who was a youngster, now, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik passed away in 1918. The Rav was born in 1903. So if this was contemporaneous with the events, so the Rav could not have been older than 15 if it was taking place. But the Rav said when he was yelled to, he asked the Dayan from the Gemara Masech Menachot, it says, Kotzol Shul Yudas Ma'akev. This is getting a little into nitty gritty, but in other words, if you have a Yud, there's a whole machlok at what the Kotzol Shul Yud is, the point of the Yud. So it might be the top point, it might be like a bottom point, but the bottom line is that the Kotzel Shud is Ma'akev. If the Kotzel Shud isn't written properly, then you don't have a proper Sefer Torah, you don't have a proper mezuzah, you don't have a proper tefillin. And that's clearly the halacha. And so the Rav, when he was a youngster, he asked, how could that be the case? He said, the Kotzel Shud is Ma'akev. So But the bottom line is that I mean, the thrust of what he's saying is that Reb Chaim is concerned with like the larger principles. Now, sometimes, like Reb Schechter was saying, the small points are important as well, but you have to know which small points are important and which small points are not so important. All right, I thought I was going to do more. Let me just do, or it's getting a little bit late. I'll just start off on the next piece a little bit. Maybe I'll continue on maybe on Sunday. But he says that just like the Rav had a Mesorah in Halacha and Derech Limud, he had a Mesorah in Hora'ah and Hanhaga. In other words, like how you make a ruling, not like what the ruling is in this case, that case, the other case, what are the general principles if you want to make a hora'ah. So he the Rav got from his Rebbeim an approach to halacha and psak halacha and also for hora'ah. So he goes on to say that the Rav's derech was based on the Hasidic Ashkenaz, that to always be choshesh for all the shitut. I'm not going to go through all the details right now, maybe I'll talk more about this on Sunday, but I'll give maybe one example. He's got a whole, like, he mentions here, let's say, Tanis Esther, sometimes it's pushed over to a Sunday, right? Let's say Purim is on Sunday, Tanis Esther is pushed over to Thursday. Let's say Purim is on Sunday, Tanis Esther we do on Thursday. But some Rishonim hold, you don't do it on Thursday. Some Rishonim hold Tanis Esther should be Friday, right? So it's a machloket Rishonim, which day should be Tanis Esther? Should it be Thursday? Should it be Friday? So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik would be makpid not to get an aliyah at Mincha on that Tanis. He didn't want to be Nichnas to the Safek. Here's somebody showing him say this way, somebody showing him say the other way, so you're doing this way. So that's his Derech with Hora, the Rav's Derech, but there are more examples. The Linetter will go over a little bit more next week. Okay?